Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the fifth chapter of Maseches Hadyos. Today we'll be learning the fourth and fifth Mishnayos. Mishnah Dalet tells us, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shnei Devar Mikulei Beishamai Umechumrei Beis Hillel. So we've had a long string over the past two chapters of areas in which Beis Shammai is lenient and Beis Hillel is stringent, and Rabbi Eliezer is going to give us another two. Dam Yoledes Shelo Tavla, the blood of a woman who gave birth, who did not go to the mikvah, because she has an impure period followed by a pure period. Beis Shammai Omrim Kiroka Ukimimei Ragleha. They say that such blood is like her saliva and her urine. Beis Hillel Omrim Metame Lach V'Yavesh. And they say, no, it's full out impurity that makes one impure, whether it's wet or dry. Umodim B'Yoledes B'Zov. But they agree when it comes to a Zava who gave birth, Shehu Metame Lach V'Yavesh, that her blood is, in fact, impure, both wet and dry. Let's look in the Bart Nora, who will give us some more information. Dam Yoledes, the blood of a woman who gave birth. Sheshasa Shavua L'Zachar U'Shavayim L'Nekeva V'Lo Tavla. So she waited the week after giving birth to a boy, or the 2 weeks after giving birth to a girl, but she did not go to the mikvah. Beis Shammai Omrim Kiroka K'mimei Ragleha. So Beis Shammai say that it's like her saliva and her urine. Shematamin Lachin V'Ein Matamin Yaveshim. Because these things will cause impurity when they're wet, but not when they are dry. Afdama Matamin Lach V'Einu Matamin Yavesh. Similarly, her blood will make something impure when it's wet, but not when it's dry. And it's not the same as menstrual blood, which makes things impure, both wet and dry. Beis Hillel say, no, it does make impure, both wet and dry. Calls man shelo tavla, as long as she didn't go to the mikvah. Kedam nida hu chashiv. In that case, then her blood is considered like menstrual blood. Even though it's during her pure period. So her blood would be pure if she had gone to the mikvah, but if not, then there's no differentiation between that and regular menstrual blood. Umodim b'yoledes b'zov, but they agree when it comes to a zava who gave birth, a zava being a woman who had a type of emission that's not a period. Shetzricha lispor shiva nikiyim kedin kol shar zavos, because she's required to count 7 clean days just like any other woman who's a zava. She'im lo safra v'lo tavla. And if she didn't count, and if she didn't go to the mikvah, u'rasa dam b'toch yimei tohar, and she sees blood during her pure period, shehu matami lach v'yavesh, which would cause impurity both wet and dry, d'dam ziva hu chashiv, calls man shelo safra v'lo tavla, because it's considered the blood of a zava as long as she hasn't counted her clean days and gone to the mikvah. So it's different. Here it's not just a preventative measure or stringency. Here she's actually not left the period of being a zava, and all the blood continues in that category as long as she doesn't do what she's supposed to do. What's the other thing that Rabbi Eliezer said in the stringencies of Beis Hillel and the leniencies of Beis Shammai? Mishnah Hay. Arba Achin, if you have 4 brothers, Shnayim Mehen Nisuin Shtei Achayos, and 2 of them are married to 2 sisters, Mesu HaNisuim LaAchayos, and the 2 who are married to the sisters die, Hare Elu Chotzos V'lo Misiyamos, then those 2 remaining wives and 2 remaining brothers should perform chalitza and not yibum. So we previously discussed how when you have people who are forbidden to each other because of relationships, in this case 2 sisters. So if there's 1 brother and 2 sisters, he's not allowed to either one because each one has a bond to the sister of the other. So here, there's 2 brothers and 2 sisters. We have the same situation for each brother. So the solution is everyone performs chalitza and nobody performs yibum. V'im kadmu v'chansu, but let's say they didn't do what they were supposed to do. They went ahead and they married them. Yotziu, then they should divorce them. Rabbi Eliezer Omer b'shum Beis Shammai, but Rabbi Eliezer says in the name of Beis Shammai, yikayemu, they may keep them, so they don't have to get divorced, they can stay married. O Beis Hillel Omrim, yotziu. Beis Hillel says, no, you have to send them out. They must get divorced. This marriage is impermissible. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. Chotzos v'lo misyabmos. They have to do chalitza, they may not do yibum. To keep them to tervaihu zekukin lahayu lahai, because this bond exists both ways, everyone's connected to everyone else. Kama demibam paga ba'achos zekukasa dahavi ke'ishto. So he's impeded from marrying either woman because of the bond of yibum that exists with her sister, and you can't marry sisters, and it's the whole thing's a mess. But Rabbi Eliezer says, Mishum Beis Shammai, in the name of Beis Shammai, Yikayemu, he may keep them. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Yotziyu, Beis Hillel says they have to send them out. The Gemara B'Yavamos, Parak Arba Achin, Mafchinan La. So in the Gemara, in the chapter that bears the name Four Brothers, it has the names reversed. And there, Beis Shammai Omrim Yotziyu, and there, Beis Shammai says that you have to divorce them. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Yikayemu, and it's Beis Hillel who says that they may keep them. V'chein halacha, and that's the halacha, she'im kadmu v'kansu yikayemu, that if they did go ahead and get married when they weren't supposed to, they may stay married. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Hey. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Vav and Zion.